At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
To teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids spending and saving while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
Welcome to Eye on the Illini. Tonight we talk about Mississippi State ending the women's basketball season with a 70-56 defeat over the Illinois Fighting Illini in South Bend. And unfortunately, the Illini season comes to an end at 22-10, a nothing short of spectacular season where the Illini women exceeded by orders of magnitude that are massive, any expectations that their fans had or anyone would have of a coach in their first year of a team, you know, that won 8 games thereabouts last year. Fantastic season, comes to an end. Only one team can win. Would have been nice to see the Illini get a game or two more, but what a great season it is. Of course, we will have Brad Sturdy, my fellow Illini guy. We will also have Kedrick Prince, our director of recruiting, and later on, Matt Stevens, our Illini staff writer, who was at the game again tonight. And of course, I'm Mike Kegley, another one of the Illini Guys hosts. Brad and I and Larry Smith host the Illini Guys Sports Spectacular that you can listen to every Friday or Saturday across the state of Illinois. You go ahead and go to IlliniGuys.com, hit on the radio button, find the station nearest you, figure out which day it's on and what time, and tune in. We'd love to have you listen. And, of course, this podcast is fueled by IlliniGuys.com. Whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country or halfway across this planet, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. And I'm telling you, folks, the transfer portal is going to be hot and heavy. There's going to be a boatload of news, and there will be a boatload back in our forums or our message boards that you will want your subscription to. Please subscribe. $99 a year. You get in there for a couple months. You will love it. You can talk with all sorts of Illini fans from across the country and across the world. And you will be able to get news day in and day out when the transfer portal closes. Then we have AAU basketball and 7-on-7 football recruiting. And when that's done, you're into football preseason, and then you run into football season, and then it's basketball season, and then we're back around to this time of year again. It is a great value of your entertainment dollar. For by the hour, IlliniGuys.com is the best $99 you will spend, period, end of sentence. So with that, let's go to this commercial, and then we'll get Brad and Ked and talk about what they saw tonight.
Have you ever met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. 800-917-8546. That's 800-917-8546.
As promised, I'm here with Brad Sturdy and Kedrick Prince as we're going to talk a little bit about the Illini's defeat tonight at the hands of Mississippi State. Tough game for the women Illini. Lost that 70-56. Of that 14-point differential, the third quarter was a 21-8 quarter and made up the vast majority of that deficit. Brad, you know, what was the keys to this game?
Well, Mississippi State just had too much size. I mean, Carter inside was just dominant, and there's nothing they could do about it, especially when you consider that you've got, you know, Brent Shoup Hill and Kendall Bostic. Shoup Hill coming off the injury, she hadn't played in four games, and Kendall Bostic limping around. She looked like she had your speed tonight, Mike. Yeah, it's tough. It's tough for these girls, and they don't have a lot of depth. So they had relied on, you know, just being more skilled than people early on and using their quickness. But, you know, eventually that size, when you start losing people, it wears you down. And that's what's happened here at the end of the year for them. And they try hard. They didn't shoot the ball well. They're 4 of 20 from three. They had a couple of chances there in the third quarter with wide open shots and layups to kind of chip into that lead. They couldn't do it. And you could see it kind of took the wind out of their sails, but it doesn't take away from what this season was. What a fantastic year for Shauna Green in year one.
Yeah, I totally agree. Kedrick, I was nervous the minute that Kendall Bostic didn't really go after the opening tip. And then we saw, and this is not the way you want to do it, but we saw just how valuable she is to this team because, you know, she ended up somehow with six rebounds. She had a couple steals and 2 points on a lone basket. And then in the second half, after halftime, she really just couldn't go nearly as much, everything kind of cratered. What were your thoughts, as you watched this game unfold?
Did you say tip or did you say transfer portal? Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you must have said. I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. I got to get the wax out of my ears. You know what? You're right. I've watched, I think, every game this year except for two. I think every single game in the two games that I missed when they were playing somewhere, I think it was in Florida, when it wasn't broadcast or they wanted you to pay like $99 for one game or two games. But I've seen every game. And when she didn't jump, I thought, okay, this is strange, but I've seen it before. I saw her run and take three steps, and I knew. Then I saw the brace on her leg, whatever you want to call it, brace, sleeve, extended stocking, wave cap, yeah. I don't know what you want to call it, but she wasn't herself. And it's just too bad. You know, Brad summed up, I think, the entire season in his first segment. This team is a very, very good basketball team. I don't care if they lost. I didn't like the fact that they were a playing game, but it is what it is. And you can't say, well, they lost, so they must have been. No, because what if, you know, they played Creighton and Creighton had a down night. I've said this all year. I'm so impressed with Shauna Green, you know, in a professional way, and that entire staff is scary. I mean, I'm just an old school nut basketball guy. When I watch this woman coach, it's amazing to me. She has turned this program around. I have friends texting me, asking me, are they going to, during the women's game, and I'm not being a sexist here because let's face it, nobody cared about Illinois basketball, women's basketball until she got there. Friends texting me or calling me, asking me, are they going to pull it out? Did you go cover that game? Or, you know, just multiple different things. And when I look at the big picture, they have outstanding guards. Their guards play with anybody in the country. But when you ask them to play 35, 36 minutes a game, you know, I know Coach Green mentioned after the Ohio State game that their guards did that. They do, but then they also have depth to go with it. Illinois didn't have a lot of depth, and they don't have size, quality size, not picking on any specific players, but they don't. And it makes a difference because I don't know how many – and with Kendall Bostic playing undersized, which she said herself in the press conference yesterday, I mean, Mississippi State, the Carter girl, which I've seen on TV more than I've probably seen myself in the mirror in my entire lifetime, she got every second chance points. And they had two or three girls that was taller than everybody at Illinois' bench, well, except for the Nodor girl, but she didn't contribute much, Mike. So it was a surprise, But now, you know, I know you mentioned Tip. They got to get better. They have to get better. They know what's at stake. They're missing one or two bigs, man. I think not only, you know, did they get in the tournament, they probably could have been a 5 or 6 seed. They would have beat, I think, Indiana on the road first game of the year, without a doubt. You know, they wouldn't have lost at home to, or they wouldn't have lost to Purdue. Those games with those, with the, or even Nebraska, when they just ran them at home, they just need size. When you're getting given up second chance points, and when Kendall was hurt, she couldn't move. She's not going to get 10 rebounds, you know. And then when you see teams out there with size like that, you got to wonder, why couldn't this have happened to Illinois? But now we've been spoiled, and now we want to see if she can turn the corner around and keep it going.
Yeah, you know, and I thought with a couple of interesting things, you know, you don't usually see in a game like this, but Illinois held Mississippi State to 9 field goals in the first half. You know, really played quite strong defense. And even for the game, even with the size of, advantage Mississippi State had, they only shot 42%. I thought Illinois' defense was good. But where the size came in was the, you know, Illinois was forced to foul. And that's where Mississippi State got the superior number of free throws, you know, and they also knocked them down at a pretty good rate. Brad, you know, any thoughts on what, because this was a great season. I don't think anybody, you know, first NCAA tournament since 2003. The team gets, you know, 22 victories. I mean, just in 22, 23 victories. I mean, incredible, incredible year. Well, you know, what do you think is next now in the transfer portal? Because it seems to me, if we read Coach Green and that staff right, you know, they may take 24 hours and feel good about their season, and they're going to get back to work.
Oh, does Shaquille O'Neal have any daughters? Does Shaquille O'Neal have any daughters that can play? Or no, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar?
Well, here I can tell you they have a 6'5 girl. Who is a junior college prospect who that they had, he just spent last week down in Florida seeing her, Sakima Walker. And she had played at Rutgers as a freshman and then went to JUCO, became player of the year in the JUCO conference. Very as athletic, bouncy 6'5 girl. Would have been really nice to have tonight against Carter. But you know, I think that that's the kind of player they want to add. They want to add maybe more than one of those. They have two guards coming in who are really good players. And you know, Gretchen Dolan, of course, is a scoring machine, and Corey Allen is she's that physical tough guard that you see a lot at high majors. And so those two players are going to add to the depth in the backcourt. And allow them, and I think that really helps, like, you know, Genesis Bryant, Makaira Cook, and Dalia McKenzie, because they don't have to play, then they won't have to play like 40 minutes every game. I mean, to have more depth there is really important. And then, you know, up front, you know, obviously with Bostic and Bryn Shoup Hill, both back again for another year, and you know, that's nice, but they really need a true post player, you know, somebody who's 6'5 who can really block shots, because I think that really hurt them defensively. They're small. They're positionally very small overall. You don't necessarily have to have a 6'5 center if you've got a bunch of 6-footers running around out there. But if you don't have a bunch, you got a 5'6", I mean, they're basically 5'6", 5'6", 5'10", or 11 on the perimeter, and then they start Peebles, who was 5'10", or 11. That's their 4 perimeter guys, and then they throw a Bostic, who they list at 6'2". It's probably closer to 6 foot, maybe 6'1". So, yeah, I mean, they need size. And size matters more in girls' basketball and women's basketball than it does actually in men's. Because, and I don't say this to be make fun of – nobody can jump. I mean, like, you don't see – you can be a 6'5 guy, you know, who has a crazy vertical, and you can really sky over people. You just don't see that in women's basketball. They don't have the same. There's nobody with 45-inch vertical leaps and things like that skying over people. It just – it's a different game. And so length is almost the only way you can get, like, that extra ability. It's not just the athleticism to get that height. So, yeah, I think that they have to get bigger.
Ed, what are your thoughts?
Oh my gosh, Brad, man, this is why you're my friend. I could not have summed it up any better. That was perfect to a T. I concur. I've seen the Walker girl play. I've been watching footage of her because I knew, like you knew, that there was a good possibility that they were going to get her, and her size alone, because she is 6'5", and she's legitimate 6'5". I mean, she's from the Ohio area. And, you know, listening to some of the interviews from her coaches, they think by the time she's a junior, that's going to be her best basketball because she's going to get better. She's in a good strength and conditioning program. You do. And if you think about it, I remember the very, very first press conference Shauna Green had in Illinois back in October, I believe, sometime in October. She mentioned to us about Genesis Bryant and Makaira Cook and how good they were. But the one thing she did mention was that they're small guards compared to other guards in the league. There was one play tonight. I'm watching the game with my daughter, and they threw the ball over half court. And Genesis tried. You can see she gave all her might to go get it. The Mississippi State player, and it wasn't one of their bigs, just went up and got it. And she looked at Genesis like she was a fly, you know, because the size, it makes a difference. I mean, it really does in girls basketball. And that's not being mean, because the girls aren't going to go up and dunk it. So 10 times out of 10, there's going to be a layup. So if you have a girl down there like who can block shots, you know, like the one that we're hoping that they can land, that's going to make a difference. Because as much as Genesis and Makaira Cook love going to the basket, I've never seen them get their shot blocked as many times as I have tonight. I just have not seen it. And so by having somebody like that, it makes teams think twice about going inside with you. I think the best thing about the Walker girl, is that she will block shots for them and give them a different outlook. But I also think they need a really, really aggressive wing on the perimeter, you know, kind of like that slasher that I think they need. And I know they're going to hit the transfer portal. It's a much easier sale now than what it was coming into the season, because they are an attractive team. Sean is a good coach, and I know the players are interested in coming. And I get kids just like the men's program who are going to be calling them. Because let's face it, even though you saw tonight, but I watched a lot of the pregame shows, you heard Shauna Green's name mentioned a lot of times by her turning around a dead program. And I'll say this, my last comment about this. Watching her coach every single timeout tonight, there was out of a timeout, except for one time, they drew up a different play for either Genesis or Makaira. I was impressed with that. I'm just really, and it was different. One time, Jada Peebles was wide open, and I'm like, girl, what are you doing? But the play in two more passes, Genesis got the look. She didn't make it. It was in the corner. But just an X and O standpoint, things that they run, I was impressed with. They just got beat by a bigger team tonight.
Yeah, and I'll say one thing. The Illinois is one of 14 teams that went to a bowl game and had both men and women in the basketball teams in the tournament this year. So you got to tip your hat to Josh Whitman and obviously the three coaches, Brad Underwood, Brett Bielema, and Shauna Green. Brad, I'm going to say this, and this would be the nightmare scenario, but are there any big programs that could be looking for a difference maker and a coach who would look at what Shauna's done here at Illinois and say, wow, we would love to have her? Because I got to be honest with you, she's kind of ruined the, oh, it takes a year or two to get my culture started.
Yeah, you know, I think the one thing that made Shauna's transition so easy, though, she brought her staff from Dayton. She brought in, you know, a couple of players from Dayton. And she had a couple of girls that were hungry, you know, that were already here. And I think when you put all that together, you have success. And now, the one thing about it is, yeah, I mean, I'm sure that there's going to be teams that say, hey, I would like to get Shauna Green on my, you know, as my coach. But I also think that she's in a really good spot. I mean, right now she can basically, she probably doesn't have to buy pizza at Papa Del's like we do, Mike. I mean, they would probably give it to her because she's so popular. And there's something to be said for that. You like where you're at. You got kids. You're in a community, it's that really embraces you. I don't know. It'd take a lot for her to leave. It'd have to be literally one of the blue blood jobs. It would have to be a Tennessee. It would have to be something like that, or, you know, like a legit job. I mean, I guess, you know, she's also from, you know, this area. So this is, it's home for her.
Okay. Well, I will say that I did have a friend in high school who managed to get pizza for free. He would go into a pizza joint, whether it was Monocle's or Papa Del's, whatever, and he would walk around the pizza joint, and anybody who had left pizza on the table, he would grab the pizza, the pan of pizza, and then he'd go around and get like a cornucopia of two or three different things that people had left. And then he'd sit down and the waiter would come up looking confused, and he'd go, "Well, I'm just eating this till you bring our pizza." And he didn't have to pay for that. But he was I don't think Shauna's going to have to stoop to that level. I think she's going to be able to get real good free pizza.
I don't see her leaving. I don't right now, Mike. What would be the point? She's in a perfect situation. And I tell you this, I would bet money somebody calls about her. I mean, why would you not?
Well, she's good. I mean, that was yes. My point. I'm not at all trying to impugn her character or anything. But, you know, you look at this results. I mean, look, let's be real honest. Illinois women's basketball has been a wasteland. And she comes in and it's like a desert, you know, that gets rain after, you know, 10 years of no rain. The next day there's plants everywhere. Well, that's kind of what Shauna did with this program. And I do know the transfer portal makes it a little easier to do that. Coach Underwood didn't have the instant, you know, ability to get instant starters through the portal. So he had, you know, much harder path, but nonetheless, you know, you got to say, we've seen plenty of people dabble in the portal and not get very good results. And she was able to do just about every facet of coaching successfully this year.
Right.
We've got Matt Stevens, who was actually live there. The nice thing is there were other credentialed journalists there for covering the, Women's Illini. So for once, Matt, who was very lonely during parts of the year, had some people that he knew, and that would give him either A, people that he could talk with, or B, people that he could be satisfied that he shunned them. But either way, Matt, how was it covering the Illini women's basketball team with other people there?
You've made me out to be this hermit, this social hermit. No, it was fine. I actually had never been inside this place. I'm a Blackhawks fan, so I've been across the street at their training camp over at Notre Dame before. But I've never, and I've been here for a New Year's Day outdoor game, but I've never been inside this building. It was a great experience, and more importantly, it was a great experience for this Illini team. I heard the end of it. There's a lot of things with Shauna's situation, and I'll just address that right off the bat, because it's the only thing I heard at the end when I jumped on here. It would have to be a situation where she could win immediately, because she is an incredibly bad loser, and she will not mind me saying that. And a lot of the people that she would want to bring from this roster have already used their transfer, and women's sports and women's basketball is a little bit even more loosey goosey on the transfer stuff, but I don't know if that could repeat itself. And also, she's not going to be interested in leaving a roster where essentially the entire core is coming back. And that's what she's got here. And she's also paid, I believe, top three in the Big Ten, top four in the Big Ten right now. And so, you know, for Andy Green and Mateo to find a new school, and for Andy to find a new school to be a math teacher at, that's also a consideration as well. It all worked out well for somebody who spent their entire college career at Canisius. She feels like she's at the pinnacle right now, mountaintop right now, where she can get Illinois in the tournament every year and potentially get Illinois to the top of the Big Ten by the time, you know, we're maybe here in the next few years. So, you know, the situation would have to be, you know, pristine for, I think, for Shauna Green to leave. There are people that might call, but I also would I don't think there will be a lot of people that will call. And the reason is that it's still women's basketball from an athletic administration standpoint. And you're not going to spend a huge buyout price for your women's basketball head coach hire. You just aren't. Take the team that just beat Illinois tonight. Sam Purcell was a guy who nobody wanted to hire to be a head coach. This is his first time ever being a head coach after being an assistant coach his entire life. And so you just never want to pay that huge buyout for coaching, you know, at the women's basketball level, unless you feel like you need to spend the money for some strange reason.
Well, I feel like,
there's a lot of reasons why I think Shauna Green, I don't want to say is stuck, but is in the right situation. And I think her feet are firmly planted in Champaign-Urbana.
Good. Well, and you also answered the question for those people who want to know why she didn't get coach of the year. You know, people may have said, well, she's already the fourth highest paid coach. We're not going to give her, you know, the coach of the year award first year. What we all noted, you know, Kendall Bostic didn't go after the opening tip. She was visibly uncomfortable. You could tell she was fighting, you know, to get up and down the court. Somehow she managed six rebounds, two assists, only scored one basket. But when she was out of the game, kind of the landslide kind of started happening. Do we have any word on what may have gone on there?
You do. I talked to her during the open locker room after the podium session. Afterwards, she injured herself last week in practice. And here's the injury, and God, I'm not a doctor, but she explained it about as well as it could be explained to a moron like me. She got injured last week and thought she tore her Achilles. When she found out she didn't tear her Achilles, the training staff and the medical staff tell her that it's a muscle, basically pull, severe muscle pull in the muscle between your Achilles and your calf. Okay. And it just can't fire for her right now. Now, I have seen Kendall concede the tip before. Okay. She conceded the tip twice against Mackenzie Holmes, who is 6'4", and she's just not going to win the tip. Like, so let's talk on D, right? The problem is that she can't, it's not really a jump issue. She can't plant her right foot and have it not be pain. So her trying to plant her right foot and get, you know, anywhere where she needs to be from a defensive slide standpoint is going to be problematic. And so they knew it a week ago. It's another injury in which she's been getting treatment two or three times a day just to do what she did tonight. But it's another injury in which if Illinois is out of the first four and playing on Friday instead of playing tonight on Wednesday night, she probably gives a much better performance. And
so she was moving like Mike, is what you're saying.
Correct. She's moving like me.
That Mike song. That's always not good to be like Mike when it's this Mike. It's got to be that other Mike guy.
Right. Yeah. She got the wrong mic. It was just simple. She got the wrong mic. It's such a simple.
I think I owe Kendall an apology. Kendall, it wasn't me. You're supposed to do Michael.
Matt, run down and tell her that it was Mike. It's the wrong mic. You
would. There's a lot of wrong. Like she gets injured. I talked to Adalia about it in the locker room. And when it happened last week in practice, she just looked and shook her head and goes, I don't know who we're going to play in the post. Because at that moment, they weren't sure if Bran was going to play. So what are we like? You have Adalia sitting there going, am I going to have to play the five? Like, are we going to go real small and just play five guys for 40 minutes? And I'm going to have to play the five. Like, there were a lot of, first of all, she thought she tore her Achilles. And then quoting KB, thank God that wasn't it. Then they looked at her knee just to make sure it's not her knee. So thank God, quoting her. And then it was about, okay, how do I play? How can I possibly play against a 6'5", second team all SEC center? And that was the best I think she could do. I mean, the fact of the matter is I've never seen her, and I wasn't kidding. It is exceptionally cold in this arena tonight. And so for a muscle pull, like she couldn't get anything heated up and good to go and fired up and ready to go for that. And then she's on the bike constantly. She was on the bike the entire 12 minutes, final 12 minutes she went for. I mean, it was, she could not sit down because if she sat down, the muscle was basically going to spasm. I asked her about like the sleeves, the legging and sleeve that she's never done that before. And she goes, yeah, I didn't want to wear a brace on my knee or on my like calf. She put me in these like ankle weights, like just to kind of give it some support. And she's, and that didn't really even feel right either. So she was just uncomfortable the whole game. And it to quote Shauna Green, I didn't have a healthy post player because Brentshoop Hill was healthy. She had to like get some tape, some like that kinesiology tape on her knee early in the game. And that's why she came out early, but she was fine. It's just, she hasn't played for 2 weeks and there was not a whole lot of high expectation as to what her, you know, performance results were going to be after having not played for 2 weeks. She has practiced, but she hadn't played. And she only took one shot. But I thought defensively, she was pretty solid actually on Carter. When she was matched up and switched over on her length bothered her more than Kendall's, because quite frankly, she's taller and longer than Kendall. But yeah, I mean, Illinois didn't have a healthy post the entire game. And, you know, Sam Purcell, the Mississippi State head coach knew it and stopped calling set plays and basically called the play of get the ball in the post to my all SEC center. And that's when Mississippi State dominated in the third quarter.
Yeah, I love at one point, Jessica Carter, he brought her up on the elbow, and then she proceeded to set like four picks. And yeah. I'm like, why is she not going inside? Now, Brad, I've got to ask you as a person who coaches women's basketball, do people usually wear as much long eyelashes as Jessica Carter had during the game? Because my wife was like, does she have fake eyelashes in? And I go, I really don't know, honey. But I got that question. She goes, is that normal? And I'm like, I've never coached women before. So, Brad, I'm throwing this.
There are a few. I will tell you, Genesis Bryant isn't outdone often with her eyelashes. But Carter did have her outdone tonight. And so you occasionally get that. I think it's to prevent like being closely guarded. You know, you don't have to push off with your elbow. You just kind of give the little head fake and eye poke, and then they can't get close again. So you got to use what you got. You know what I'm saying? I mean, whatever works. I've always said the other thing is the ponytail. The women's basketball ponytail. You get those girls and they sweat and their ponytail gets wet. You kind of whip it around when you're guarding them. They will like whack you with that thing.
It's like Indiana Jones.
It is. I mean, it is. It's like crazy. I used to have a girl who played, and she'd sweat in practice, and I'm guarding the post, you know, because they got to have a bigger person in the post, right? And so I get it. She'd spin, and I'd be, I felt like it was straight out of like a dodgeball scene or something where.
Ted,
ponytail to the head.
Ted, any ponytail, yeah. Or eyelash thoughts from you?
Yes, I'm watching the game, and my daughter played at the Division II level, and the first thing she said was, okay, I'm tired of the hair. And then what's going to happen? They're going to flop the hair. Somebody's going to lose the contact because the hair is going to knock the contact out. And then they all went to the nail salon to get their nails done. The nails are as long as their feet. I'm like, are we here for a beauty contest or to play basketball? I'm going to be honest with you, truthfully, because I know there's no rules about what you can and can't wear. I think if you're going to wear your hair like that, I'm all capable. I'm here for it. But I think it should be ponytails. And I think in the women's game, and if people get mad at me, sorry, just get mad. The fingernail thing is another concern. Scratching people and all that stuff, man, I'm just not a fan of it. The eyelashes, so what? I mean, I guess if that's what you want to do, I guess, to make yourself look pretty, I'm cool with that. But I'm just not a fan of the extra hair flying all over the place because we saw that all night tonight. And I also think from a health standpoint, I wouldn't want that hit me in my face and in my lip. And maybe it's a defensive mechanism that they're using for the opposing team. And if that's the case, Donna, you get those girls some hair pieces and grow their hair out, because that's what it's going to take for you to advance in the tournament next year.
Go
ahead, Boo Boo.
The four of us would not be able to do very well because collectively we don't have that much a couple inches of hair to whip around. It's not going to work for us.
You're only saying that because you're the one that has hair the three of us don't.
Matt, any final kind of thoughts here? We're going to kind of wrap this up, but any final thoughts based on what you saw tonight?
Yeah, I think from her post-game press conference, Shauna Greene gave about the best recruiting pitch she could possibly give to any big that's in the portal right now. I need help. And God bless her heart. She's a second team all Big Ten player. But Kendall Bostic can't play 35 minutes a game anymore. I mean, she couldn't do it when she was healthy. And, right. And this team was completely outgunned when she's not healthy. And so I think you're going to see pretty quickly them get a lot of help in the portal in terms of bigs. But I can tell you right now that, you know, maybe from the periphery of players that you didn't see get on the court tonight, but I don't think Shauna Greene thinks any of this core is going to leave. Somebody who didn't get on the floor was Samantha Dewey, who was pretty key reserve late in this last couple of weeks when Bren Shupill was out. I think Shauna feels like I can put her in a game and it's all right, you know, there's, you know, a couple of other players that she had to put in a game. Okay, it's going to be all right, you know, and players are alive. I've said it before. I'll say it again. Players are allowed to get better. In fact, they're encouraged to do so. And I thought Shauna Greene, especially with her freshmen that she didn't particularly bring on this roster specifically, they got better. And I think she feels like she has a core now that she can take to this off season, add a couple of pieces and have an NCAA tournament rotation and a Big Ten challenging rotation come next summer when they get together and start summer workouts. So overall, I think the program is in good hands. I think it's in a good place. And I think that they have the talent and they have the experience of playing at a high level that, you know, Mike, you were in sales that you want it to go diagonally up. I think Shauna Greene's progression with this program is going diagonally up.
Perfect. Ked, any final thoughts from you?
Yes. From being a Quad City guy, I'm just really happy. I mean, for me, this is like a dream come true for me to have Brett Bielema on that staff from Prophetstown, which is 26 minutes from my house. Shauna Greene from Clinton, Iowa, which is 14 minutes from my house. This is just great to me to have both of these coaches down there that I get to cover and both coaches that I just think the world of. I mean, you guys know we've all talked off the air, and this is not me being fake. I want to see all the coaches succeed. But I'm just really, really happy for Shauna because I don't remember who just said, and please forgive me, about, you know, I think it was Matt mentioned the situation with her staying there. Her husband is awesome. He is great to follow on Twitter. I mean, he is pulling for her. I know it's because of his wife, but just the whole situation. I think Shauna Greene landed the perfect job. The fans have embraced her. This is a good opportunity, and I hope the recruits heard her sales pitch. I know, you know, doing the recruiting, it's a heck of a lot easier now than what it once was because now people are looking. When I call recruits and talk to recruits now, it's not like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go talk to Illinois. I've been there before. This is different because they all mention her name to me and they know all the coaches' names and they know some of the players' names and they refer back to certain games. Those are little techniques that I get from kids that I know that they're paying attention. So, you know, it stinks that they lost. Somebody had to do it. But probably the most impressive thing other than Brad's opening statement, Matt was right. Kendall Bostic, love her to death. But they're asking her to do something that's just not feasible for her. And I think she could be a first team all Big Ten player if she could really play the four and not the five, because that's what she's really suited for.
Great. So, Brad, you want to bring it home here?
Yeah, I think that everything's you guys are spot on. This is a program that we didn't expect to be in the NCAA tournament this year, and here they are. They made the tournament. They can build off this. They're selling it on the recruiting trail. They're going to have some, you know, tune into IlliniGuys.com because they're going to have a ton of visitors officially coming in this spring. And I say a ton, I mean numerous, because they may get the first ones. Who knows? But, yeah, they're going to have a bunch of visitors from the 2024 class as well as the transfer portal coming up over the next month. And so it's exciting to see what they can do in the offseason, too. Now they get a full offseason with a full team. If you remember last year, they were having workouts with four players last spring. Yeah. I mean, because of injuries and transfers and things, people not returning, they had four guys. Remember Adalia coming on a radio show talking about how Yeah, it was just the four of us. We worked on stuff. It's like now you get a spring where you can actually really work on stuff, and they can get so much more done. And I'm excited to see what they do.
Amazing Sturdy, right? Because Underwood talks about like the four-man practices he's allowed to have in the summer under NCAA rules.
Yeah.
He's, like Adalia was talking about four-player practices. Like, and it wasn't four for what I call the four-for-ones, which is four guys and then another four guys and another four. No, it was just four players. Like,
that's it. That was all they had.
We could have had a whole practice because all you have to do is, well, we've only got four, so we can go four times,
yeah. Right? Like, yeah, exactly.
No. Look, I know you and Ked both talked to Calamity McIntyre. She pulled me aside tonight. There is a – Brad, you've already put it on out on Illini Guys when you did your transfer portal update on IlliniGuys.com, subscriber exclusive. She pulled me aside and talked about one of them, and her dad played in the NBA. And they're pretty darn confident that she's coming to Champaign.
Is this the one that we talked – you weren't here – but is this the big girl that we talked about? The clinic, did she say that? Because we both think that we know which one's coming. She's 6'5".
Well, yeah. I mean, Brad put it out in his exclusive. Yes.
Okay.
Her dad played in the NBA, had a really good career, won an NBA championship, and she was part of the number two ranked recruiting class to Rutgers. I just put it to you like that.
Yeah, that a boy, Matthew. That's why you should subscribe to Illini Guys so you can see all the details.
Here's the other thing I will say about this game, and I've been preaching it, and Brad, I think you're going to laugh with me. But there was a post on our live thread that this game resembled the men because they weren't shooting it very, very well. I contend that I 100% disagree with this because the second quarter, Illinois outscored Mississippi State 11-10. And normally when Shauna Green's group scores 11 points, they're in deep, deep trouble. But it was the first time Shauna has been on them all year long about do not let the offensive end of the floor dictate how you play defense. You are going to miss shots. You are going to have scoring droughts. We have to defend. And Shauna said it in the post game. She said, I thought in the first half, we defended our tail off, absolutely defended our tail off. And it was the best defensive first half that she's seen out of her group. And they were only down one. And the reason they were only down one is because they hadn't made a darn thing. And Shauna Green looked up at the big jumbotron here at Purcell Pavilion or at Notre Dame and went, wow, we're only down one. And I thought all five players, including Bren Shoup Hill, who hadn't been on the floor for 2 weeks, just guarded their tail off. Adalia, our Illini gal, guarded her tail off the entire night. Mm-hmm. And I was really happy to see them finally do something that Shauna has been on them out for 6 months about, is that just because you're not making shots does not mean you can't defend on the other end of the floor and keep yourself in a ball game. And if anything that Genesis Bryant put, you know, from 15 feet out toward the hoop would have fallen, I think this would have been a completely different game and Illinois would have had a chance to actually pull this off simply because of the way they guarded. And just like people will tell you, you've got to make shots to advance in the NCAA tournament. You can defend your tail off and survive a game. And I thought Illinois tried to do that tonight, but they just didn't have a post presence that was going to be able to handle Mississippi State's length and physicality in the paint.
So with that, folks, you know, I want to thank Matt Stevens. That was the new voice that you heard here midway through as he got done with the press conference. Brad Sturdy and Kedrick Prince. Now, I will put in one plug. You know, we say whether you live in Champaign or Chicago, halfway across the country or halfway across the world, IlliniGuys.com keeps you in the know. When the transfer portal is percolating, Brad and Ked get more information than anybody. You're going to the next couple months, because Brad, when does the transfer portal close? Is that in May sometime? May.
Yep.
So the next couple months, you're going to want to be a part of this. And the easiest way to do that, make sure you don't miss anything, is sign up. Go to IlliniGuys.com. Go ahead and register. Sign up. It's $99 a year. You will be addicted by the time that we're done with the transfer portal. And then it's all the recruiting with the AAU seasons and the 7-on-7 seasons. And then before you know it, we're into the football season. And before you know it, we're into the basketball season. We'll be back here again with the coaching staff, that all three sports has, coupled with, you know, Mike Small and the golf program, and you can go coach by coach. There's a lot going on in Illini sports. This is the only place to get it. But if you want to know about the transfer portal and understand why one guy and why not another guy, IlliniGuys.com is the only place to be. Make it easy on yourself. Just go ahead and subscribe. So with that, I'm going to thank everybody for joining us tonight. And we will be right back after this commercial.
A tradition of excellence over 150 years in the making. At Busey Bank, we're committed to building relationships that span generations. Wherever your journey in life leads you, we are with you along the way, creating a legacy for you and your family. Busey Bank, building business, growing wealth since 1868, proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
And that's it for this episode of Eye on the Illini. Tune in tomorrow as we talk about the Illinois-Arkansas NCAA tournament battle. We're hoping the Illini win. This looks like this is going to be a pitched battle. Should be exciting game. And then after the game, of course, you will hear from us on our thoughts as to what happened and why. And boy, we've got our fingers crossed that the Illini will come out ahead. Go Illini.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.